This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. With Nancy Pelosi now declaring all members of the GOP to be domestic terrorists and, quote, enemies of the state, it's very clear what the Democrats' game plan is. They plan to declare Trump to be an illegitimate president, to declare the GOP to be enemies of the state, as she just said, and to overthrow them. And this is going to happen around or shortly after the election in November. Thank you for joining me here. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, with a political analysis here on the Health Ranger Report. Be sure to hear more of my podcasts at Brighteon.com. My channel name there is HR Report. Now, let's never forget that Nancy Pelosi said that she is second in line to the White House. I know it's a mistake, right? She's really third in line. Speaker of the House is third, not second, but she thinks she's second because she's going to have Trump and Mike Pence removed in one step, meaning that she is then next in line. And remember that she said that Trump's going to be removed from the White House whether he knows it or not. And then they're going to have to, quote, fumigate the White House after Trump leaves. These are the words of the Speaker of the House, who should, frankly, right now be arrested for sedition and treason. Remember that Democrats always project onto others the things that they themselves are doing. So when Pelosi says that the GOP are domestic enemies or domestic terrorists and enemies of the state, it's really that she is. And she is. You know, she and the Democrats have become truly domestic terrorists in the sense that they are the ones running the riots in the streets, the arson, the looting, the attacks on law enforcement, actual acts of domestic terrorism, the use of explosives, firing upon sheriff's department vehicles, and so on. These are acts of terrorism. And the Democrats are the ones who plan to destroy the United States. They hate this country. They claim they want to rule it, but actually what they want to do is tear it down, destroy it, and then replace it with a radical left-wing communist authoritarian regime where they are the only ones in power and you have no rights unless you support them. Of course, big tech has already made sure that that's largely the case. If you criticize Democrats or criticize Joe Biden, you are deplatformed. I mean, it really is that blatant now. If you support Trump or support America, you are censored or banned or restricted or shadow banned or demonetized. That's how bad it is. And remember, these tech giants are largely based in California, same place that Nancy Pelosi comes from, as well as Senator Feinstein and many other treasonous traitors who are working against the United States of America. They are radical, left-wing, West Coast treasonous actors, and they want to bring down this country. That is their goal. It's also clear at this point that the Democrats are really waging an all-out war. It's total war against Trump and Trump supporters, total war against the Constitution, the rule of law, total war against police. They're trying to defund the police, abolish the police. They are viciously and violently attacking police because they want to destroy them. So ask yourself, what's remaining when they eliminate the rule of law, the police, the Constitution, everything else? What remains? Oh, lawlessness, anarchy, chaos with authoritarian rule. And you see, that's what the Democrats want. They want chaos in the streets. They want to collapse the middle class. They want the people of America to be homeless and destitute, to be suffering under starvation, to need government rescuing, because that's how the Democrats have power, is when people need government to rescue them. And so this is why the Democrats weaponized the lockdowns of coronavirus, because they wanted to harm as many people as possible, to cause evictions, bankruptcies, financial collapse at a personal and family level, to have as many people in the streets as possible, homeless, because then those people would reach out and beg for government to save them. And that's where the Democrats really find power, is in weakening the people and then claiming to help them. And so every policy of the Democrats is about weakening the people, destroying the middle class, and then saying, oh, we're the only ones who can help you. That's their policy. That's what they're really running on. That's their marketing message to America. Whereas Trump, his message is, no, every person has an opportunity to be successful. Every person can earn money and save money and be a great success and do well in this country because we have the rule of law and we have equal opportunity. And we are all equal under the law. At least that's the promise. I know that in reality, the swamp creature elite are never subjected to the rule of law. But at least the promise of equal opportunity gives the American people more real opportunities than people almost anywhere else in the world, probably more than anywhere else in the world. We have more freedoms. We have more economic mobility. We have more access to resources, to loans, for example, to start businesses and so on. So think about the message here. Whereas Nancy Pelosi says that Republicans are enemies of the state and domestic terrorists, and that the people should be destroyed and enslaved and bankrupted and thrown onto the streets. The message of Trump and the Republicans, or at least Trump himself, I don't know about all the Republicans, but the message of Trump is the real enemies of America are the Democrats. Look, they're the ones burning the cities down. They're the ones committing arson and robbery and assaulting police. They're the ones that want chaos and anarchy and shutting down your local cities. They're the ones who want the endless lockdowns and quarantine camps and forced vaccine mandates. That's the Democrats. It's those Democrats who are the true enemies of America. So the choice has never been more clear about who to support in this upcoming election. And it's not to say that Trump is perfect by any means. No, no way. He's a very flawed individual in many ways in his personal life and so on. But as a champion of what America needs to stand for, and as someone who has the right attitude of standing up against the insanity of these radical left-wing Democrats who want to burn this country down, the choice has never been more clear. Trump is the champion. He is the fighter. Again, flawed, but willing to fight against the deep state that's trying to tear this country down. Trump is fighting for America, scars and all. And there's no one else in Washington, D.C. that will fight for America like Donald J. Trump. And that's why he deserves your vote. And that's why I'm voting for him. Again, voted for him in 2016. We'll vote for him again because this really is the most important election of our lifetimes. And if we lose this election, we lose America. America falls to the actual domestic terrorists, the radical left, people like Nancy Pelosi, people like AOC, people like Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden, who is a deep state criminal, conspired with Obama to carry out all kinds of crimes against this nation. So the choice has never been more clear. Vote for Trump or we lose this nation, simply put. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com.